listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to LA Talk Radio, the Your Ultimate Life. Now, I've got this crazy background, and you might be listening, but hopefully you're looking at the video. I've got this funny background here because guess what? Tonight is New Year's Eve. Tomorrow is the start of 2025. And, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world right now. I live in Canada, for those of you that don't know, and we've got a lot going on up here too, but the U.S., where L.A. is located, a lot going on there. And, almost 2 months now, I guess, you guys had a presidential election, and there was a lot of noise, a lot of excitement around that. And there's a lot of people excited and a lot of people disappointed about the outcome. And so here's the question. What are we going to do about that? Change is in the wind. Change is in the wind, and that's a good thing all the time. The question is, what are we going to make out of that change? Are we going to work with it? Are we going to fight against it? Are we going to try and mold it and shape it? Are we going to take the good things that are coming and then try to mitigate or manage the other things that, at least to start with, we imagine aren't good? That's a choice that every one of us makes. And when monumental things like this happen, so for example, when you're in a company and there's a big restructuring, you can complain and be angry, or you can decide, I'm going to work with it. Let's say the restructuring causes you to lose your job or get moved to another area, thing that you just don't want. And you're like, and then you're deciding whether or not you're going to stay. Creating your ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, it's a choice and it's work. So that's it. It's a choice and it's work. Now, the process of making that choice is unique to each person. And the reason it's unique is because you got to decide what things are important. If you, let's say it's something simple, like you have a job and suddenly with the new changes, your schedule changes and you've got to work weekends and you don't want to do that. So if not working weekends is non-negotiable for you, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter, then you say, I'm leaving. I can't do that. Or let's say you work shift work all of a sudden. You move to shift work. I did that for 12 years, rotating shift work. And if you say, that affects my family adversely, I'm leaving. Okay, that can be a non-negotiable for you. And then that means the consequences are you're going to go have to find something else to do, a different job. Another alternative, and one that we opt for too often, is we stagger or stumble through with the status quo and bitch. So we live with the changes, but in a negative way. You know what that creates? That creates discord. It creates lack of power in you. And it means that everything is miserable. Your life's miserable. Your attitude's miserable. Your performance is miserable. Much better to just make a decision. What are your non-negotiables? What are things you're going to create? Now, tomorrow's New Year's, and this is a time that some people, not everybody, but some people use it as a time to create new goals, new commitments, new outlook on things. Now, you can actually do that on any day of the year. My New Year starts October 14th. That's New Year's for me. So it's 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago now. And I did. I created some goals and I created some commitments, and they're big and they're powerful. And I am all in. I mean, bleed blood on the floor, doing whatever it takes and whatever I can to create that. Why would anyone make commitments that strongly? Well, the only reason you would is if you really want something. Tons of examples. I'm going to make more money. That means I'm going to work harder, get promoted, find another job, learn a different skill, get into a different career. I don't care what it takes, but I'm going. Okay, you can do that. I'm going to get my body in shape. Okay, you may not know what it takes. During my late 30s, which is now 30 years ago, I'm 69 now, so 30 years ago, and I was about 38, I think, so 31 years ago, I found myself quite a bit overweight, sloppy, and I was starting to have some young children that were old enough to get in elementary school and, be kids. And what I noticed is, dang, I'm overweight. I don't like this, you know, not being able to play with them as much as I want and be vigorous. And I imagined them getting a little older and, you know, getting into Boy Scouts or sports or whatever. And I'm going to be the heavy old dad that can't. And I said to myself, this is, we're done. I'm done. I'm not doing this. So we didn't have GLP-1s then or any assistance in the way of drugs. And I'm not sure I would have used it even if it was, because I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. But I embarked on a thing. I said, I'm doing this. I'm losing this weight. And I lost 90 pounds. It took a while. It took over a year. And I lost 90 pounds. Well, about a year, maybe 10 months. But I went after it vigorously. I'm doing it. And I did whatever I had to. I started exercising in the morning, changed my diet completely, stopped buying certain things. And then later, when I plateaued after I'd lost about 60 pounds, I had to move to 2 workouts a day to keep going. But I wasn't stopping. So I changed my life, changed my habits. But the motivation to do that was simply, I'm doing this. You know, pound your fist on the table, thump, thump, thump. And that wasn't New Year's, and I don't remember the day that it started, but I just said, I'm doing this. So the reason I'm talking about this on New Year's is because renewal, today I want to talk about the idea that renewal is a choice. Renewal is a choice, okay? It's something you decide to do. You renew a commitment. Sometimes we renew marriage vows. You might renew your devotion to God. You might renew your commitment to work. You might renew a contract. You might renew a subscription, right? I mean, with phones, iPhones, like, you know, if you ever open up your iPhone or your other phone, your Android phone, you open it up and you see all the things you've subscribed to. Sometimes it's like, holy cow, I saw an advertisement on TV the other day and I can't remember the app that you can buy, right? And its only job is to keep track of all your subscriptions and to let you cancel them easily. So go to one app and you can look at them all and just hit cancel and it does whatever it's supposed to. I don't own it, but whatever magic there is behind the scenes to cancel those renewals. This happened. It's funny. This happened the other day. I had 2 or 3 years ago, I had purchased an annual subscription to a singing academy, you know, an online singing academy. And I sing, and I sing a lot. And I had become excited about this one particular thing. And so I opted for a year subscription to this thing, and I'd forgotten. And I used it some, but not diligently. I was using a different method. I have a vocal coach and so forth. So anyway, I'd forgot that I'd done this. And about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, the renewal came up, and it was $200. And my wife saw that in the bank account. And she said, what is this? And I said, oh, man, I'm not even using that. I don't want that. And so we had to go through this, you know, the work of canceling the subscription and asking if they, you know, return the refund the money, $200. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. In this particular case, they did. So that renewal, I could undo it. My point is, you know what renewal is. So the question for you right now, whether you normally use New Year's or not, this is a good time to talk about it. Is there something you want to renew? Now, one thing you can renew is you can renew the same old habits you've got. You can say, I'm perfectly happy with my life. I renew my subscription to the behaviors and attitudes and actions I've got. And if you don't do anything on purpose, that's essentially what you're saying. The person I've been is the person I'm going to be. Now, I use this background, funny background, kind of New Year's, looks like a party almost, not quite, but a bunch of people, right? People from all walks and kinds of life. Every single person this applies to. If you don't renew on purpose, you renew accidentally, just like I did with the vocal thing, right? Accidentally. Oh, oops, there's another $200. Well, how much does it cost if I renew the habits of my life accidentally? If I continue to eat the way I eat or exercise the way I exercise or act the way I act or read what I read, unless what I'm doing right now is putting me exactly where I want to be in the most exciting and powerful place that I want to be in. Unless that's happening, maybe I need to look at the subscriptions that I have for behaviors. Now, I'm done talking about phones and things. I'm in the metaphorical realm of behavior subscriptions. Habits, all they are is behavioral subscriptions. So New Year's Eve can be the start of your thing. In fact, I invite you to consider that. Even if you hate New Year's resolutions, we've learned to hate them only because we make them. We don't take serious steps to make them happen. So they're all a bunch of bogus crap, right? And then by mid-January or February, we're done. Oh, yeah, next year. That doesn't need to be true. So let's sit down for a serious chat here, because I'm committed to help you create your ultimate life. I today enjoy that. I have a life where every day is a joy, and I get to reaffirm that. You know, my life set up that I meet several new people a week, sometimes in person, sometimes online. I belong to some networking groups. I belong to some masterminds. I start groups. I speak at conferences, and all those things mean that I get to meet a lot of people. And so what do you say when you meet a new person? Online, happened today, happened two or three times yesterday. Hey, how you doing, right? First question. Now, we're trained and we've trained ourselves to answer, oh, yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Okay, fine. And it doesn't really mean anything. Here's a renewal that I made a long time ago, several years ago. I don't do that. I don't answer that question. I answer it truthfully. And so I look at people and I say, it is the absolute best day of my life. And almost always they laugh. Or sometimes they ask, how are you? And I'll say, I am flipping outrageous. If I was any better, I'd explode. And, you know, that elicits some laughter usually, or a surprise look. But what it also elicits is a little conversation. Well, what does that mean? Why is it the best day? What happened? And the answer is, it is the best day of my life because it is, I choose that because I said so. Number one, it's the only day I've got. And if I'm thinking that some other day is better, then I'm just giving up on today. And I've made a choice not to do that. So I invite you to think about how you treat each day. Now, if you've got personal habits, maybe your relationship with money, maybe how much you spend or how much you make, maybe your relationship with God or yourself, you know, your self-worth, what you think of yourself, maybe your relationship with your partner or your kids, maybe one of those things needs to be renewed, not unconsciously, but intentionally renewed. Maybe you want to end the subscription to, you know, apathy or mediocrity. Maybe you want to end that subscription and say, you know what, I'm going to take out a subscription to excellence because I said so. One of the things I notice as a coach, and it's more and more true the longer I do this work, is that most of our subscriptions are unconscious. We don't really realize we have subscribed to mediocrity. We have told ourselves stories that this is as good as it gets, that it and getting it any better would be really hard. We've subscribed to the idea that I hate this person, I'm going to hate him forever unless they change. We've subscribed to the idea I'm never going to forgive them unless they grovel and apologize. Or I ruined that relationship and I'm never going to forgive myself. And so we unconsciously subscribe over and over again to those subscriptions. Here's the good news. You can end those right this minute. Right this minute, you can make a list of habits. And I'm calling them subscriptions because they're unconscious behavior and they renew automatically unless we do something to change it. Unless we invent a stop button, an interdiction protocol, right? An intervention, as it were. So I'm going to invite you to do that. Take a look right now and don't try to overhaul your whole life, especially if you haven't been engaged in the growth processes, because if you try to do everything all at once, you're in for a tough ride. And then that's like New Year's resolutions. You set 10 things. You don't really change anything about your habits or your calendar or your committed time. It fails in a week and or a two at best. And then you give up and then you put another shovel of crap on your self-worth. And there you go. And that's why most people end up hating New Year's resolutions anyway. Renewal. What is it? It is the process of reawakening your possibility, reawakening your potential, your purpose, and your power. You ready with me? So let's explore what that potential and power is. And I'll talk a little bit about purpose, but you're going to have to find yours. Potential and power, I know how much of that you have because we came from the same place. Your potential is infinite. You're a divine being, a child of God, however you conceive that relationship to be. You're not an accident. Since you're a child of the divine, you have that DNA in you. And that's why we yearn to grow. We're built to grow. We're built to love and serve. We feel good when we do that. We feel good as we grow. Curiosity and discovery and study and growth. It's just part of our spiritual and physical DNA. So waking up to your potential means listening to those yearnings, the yearning that you have to do more or be better. And I don't mean let's go get crazy busy so we're overwhelmed. Often what it really is trading one set of behaviors for something more fulfilling, edifying, powerful, and of greater service. So if you look at your 168 hours a week, where do they go? Do you really know? One of the things I do with clients is, especially those who say, I'm overwhelmed, I don't have time to do anything. Okay, cool. I believe you. Let's track your 168 hours. So let's go back this week that just passed and let's figure out where your 168 hours went. And without exception, nobody can do that. They find at the end of the day, at the end of the exercise, that there's 30 hours missing, sometimes 20, sometimes 40. They can't really say where that went. And that's not unusual. That means we're unconsciously using time that we could use if we wanted to activate that potential. Now, if you knew right this minute you could create all the wealth you wanted, that you could have a life full of purpose that just drives you, where you love to get up and you just like rolling into the day, and that you could have absolute happiness every day, would you do the work to get it? It doesn't come in an Amazon package like a jacket you put on and you have it. The possibility to create purpose, choose purpose in your life, create all the wealth you want, and have a fulfillment and joy, that's available to everybody. But most people are not willing to walk the road. And what happens is sometimes when we try, we get motivated for a minute. Maybe we have a New Year's, or maybe we go to a conference, read a book, whatever. We say, boom, I'm going to do it different. And then we don't really set up anything to let it happen. A simple example, I'm going to go to the gym. By yourself, you don't usually do it. If you get an accountability buddy and you promise to wake each other up at 5 o'clock or do whatever it is, the likelihood of continuing triples, just like that, just with that one little action. If you set up a reward system, by the time I've lost 10 pounds, I'm going to do this. And the reward isn't food, but you know, I'm going to do this. When I lose the next 10, this and this. You set up a reward system. You set up some accountability. Your likelihood of doing that goes way up. So those are simple ideas about how to create, how to start to think about renewal. So I said, awakening your potential, your purpose, and your power. Your potential is just to remember who you are. Think of a time right now when you have felt like you could conquer the world. Where you really felt like you really had the potential to get that promotion, to start a business, to really make a difference. You felt it? Okay, that is you being in touch with the truth of your divinity. You're an infinite being created by God, given gifts and talents. Now, maybe you've ignored them. I did for a long time. I didn't really develop that, start developing it on purpose in a focused way until 2007. 17 years ago, I had a marvelous experience happen, and it invited me to make some radical changes. So I did. If you want to read about that in my own life, I'm not going to talk about it here. It's in the book, Tightrope of Depression, My Journey from Darkness, Despair, and Death to Light, Love, and Life. I was living a messed up life of just pursuing wealth, which I achieved, and position, which I achieved, and misery, which I also achieved. Something happened and I changed it all, but I had to do the work to create that renewal. Renewing your purpose, I can't do for you. Okay. If you want to know exactly how to find your life purpose, get a hold of me. Get a hold of me. I can walk you through how to do that. You have a purpose. You know that innately, and you might say, oh, I don't know what that is. Well, we can find it. Get a hold of me and let's talk. Now, if you want to get a hold of me, there's a URL on the screen, KellenFlukigerMedia.com. Go there. There's some books there and other things, my socials, and there's a way to get a hold of me. So reach out and let's talk. reach out to me on social, because I can help you find your life purpose if you want to. It won't do you any good unless you're committed to do something with it. And having a vague idea like, oh, I like to help people, that isn't enough motivation to get moving. So a renewal of purpose is a powerful process that means you have to do some thinking and some choosing. Purpose doesn't come in a box. Suddenly I knew my life purpose. It comes with your life experience. It comes by examining what you've done, how different things feel, and then being willing to make a choice. Like you and I, we get to pick what our life is dedicated to, and we don't have to even say, okay, the rest of my life, I'm in XYZ. I've said that, but you don't have to start there. You can say, you know what, this year, 2025, this is the year of thump, and you decide, but it is yours to decide. So that is about renewal of purpose, is a definite process to do it. And it's powerful and it's meaningful, but you have to do the process. If you want to walk through that, come back with me. Get a hold of me and let's talk. The third one, potential, which we talked about because of your divinity. Purpose, which we just talked about. The third one is power, renewal of your power. Now, depending on your habits, those subscriptions that you have that are, you know, unconscious subscriptions to behaviors and thought patterns, you may be and feel and actually be at this moment powerless. I can't do anything about it. I'm stuck. I have no time. I have no options. That's not actually true, but you might be living in your heart and your mind in that place. I've tried and I just get, you know, that kind of feeling is the story we live in that then leaves us with no power. Renewing your power is also a process, but it starts with a choice. The way I renew my power and keep it on fire every day is I have a document that declares who I am. I call it a PTAC, personal truth and commitment. If you want to know about how to do that, also get a hold of me. You can also read about it in Living with Purpose and Power. It's the most powerful thing I've ever read, touched, or experienced. It is my personal scripture. It is written with fire on words, kind of like the Ten Commandments. You know, the scene where the fire comes down and writes stuff on the stone tablets, like that. It's written that way on my heart. And you can have that. There's nothing magic about me. I created that. And I can show you how to do that too. But a renewal of your power is deciding to do it, going through some particular steps that connect your divinity to your daily tasks. So I have a document and then I have a morning ritual, a daily creation process that renews my power every day. So tomorrow is January 1st. Are you going to renew anything? Remember, if you do nothing, you're renewing what you got. All right. The next thing that gets in the way of this renewal process is the idea that it's too late. Too much time has passed. I've already screwed up too much. There's too much inertia in where I am to start moving. That's also a story, and it's not true. You might need some help. You might need to make some little or big changes in how you see yourself and your daily practices. Because remember, if we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to, you know, renew life like we got it. Renewal is based on the idea that you can change. You do not have to stay stuck, no matter where you are. No matter how long you've been there, you do not have to stay stuck unless you choose it. Being stuck is a choice. You may be stuck right now, and there's no harm, no foul. Staying stuck is a conscious choice, unless we unconsciously renew all the things that got us there. You control your life, and you can renew if you want to. Now, the secret of that, at least for me, was I had to get help. It wasn't enough for me to read books. I had to go get help. And that was people, it was counselors, it was coaches. And I had to spend a lot of time with myself in deep reflection, like, who do I want to really be? All my life up till I started taking control in 2007, I sort of followed the script. You're supposed to do this, go to college, get a job, make more money, try to get up in the company, be important, have a family, do this set of things. So I'm like, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do it better and do it better. And because it wasn't my own driver, that gets really old and then it wears thin. And then we start feeling unfulfilled. Guess what? Because we haven't made those choices. So this is an invitation to renew. Renewal starts with self-reflection. Here are the questions. Are you happy? Right now, are you blissfully happy with your life, with your living situation, with your money, with your house, with your partner, with your family, with yourself, with your relationship with the divine, with the goals, with the what you see unfolding for the next year or five? Are you happy with that? Just being able to answer that truthfully is the start. If you settle into a place of great contentment, where you feel fulfilled, and you know you're doing what you were designed, created, and to do, then you may just answer, you bet, I am exactly happy. And if we keep going where we're going, I'm happy to just keep moving and go right on through my life till the end, till I die. I'm good. Great. But 99% of people do not honestly give that answer. When I ask them, okay, what do you really want? I don't really get good answers. Maybe you can't even answer those. I ask people that all the time. What do you really want? I don't know. And then I press and press. Well, I want to be happy. Okay. If you were happy right now, like blissfully happy, what would your life look like? What would you be doing? What would you be not doing? What would you stop doing that you are doing? What would you start doing that you're not doing, right? And after you decide, sometimes it's hard, but after you work through that and decide where you really want to be, then it's like, okay, where am I now? Where am I now in the same categories? Health, wealth, relationship to God, relationship to others, excitement in life, curiosity, exploration, joy, like whatever your measures are, where am I now versus where I want to be? Okay, that's an exercise that is much, much, much harder than it looks or than it might sound like. Most people can't really say what they want. They say vague things like, I want more money, I want more time, I want freedom, but they can't define that. So that's an assignment. Go do that work and get two lists. Where do I want to be with six or seven really specific characteristics? And then where am I now in those same characteristics? And then ask the question, what is keeping me from moving in that direction? Now, I'm not talking about renewal as a Harry Potter exercise where you snap your fingers, wave a wand, and suddenly you're transported from A to Z. Number one, that doesn't happen. Two, it doesn't work when it does. And it isn't the process of growth. Growth is just like a tree growing or, you know, the Grand Canyon carving. It takes time. And when we circumvent that time, like people who win the lottery or a big inheritance, we all know the horror stories associated with that. So growth, change is a gradual process, but it's not a mystery. It is a well-known, well-worn path. Okay. So where are you now? What do you really want? Right? What's that difference? And then a good thought about what's holding me back. Like, what is keeping me from taking even the first step on that journey? Sometimes people say, well, I don't know the path from here to there. And if you've got six things on your wannabe list and six things on your where are you list, you know, you may be at different distances from the goal line on each of the six or seven. Creating a process or a path is not only possible, it is required. Even if you don't know all the steps, likely possibility. Now, there's another thing I love helping people with. If you want help doing that, you know, if it feels daunting, if you're uncertain, if it's scary, if it feels like no way, let's talk or renew the subscription to what you got. That's all good. But if you're like, darn it, I'm going, let's talk. Because here's what I know. I can promise you, you can have what you want. I can also promise you that there's a road, and I can also promise you, you're going to have to walk that road. Nobody can walk it for you. Now, here's what I also know. When you do that work, that we just talked about, and you've got where you are now and where you want to go and five or six different things. And you look at the path, the road, sometimes it's, you know, a little growth, and sometimes it looks like that. So in order to make those steps, in order to start on the path, my discovery and what I'm sharing with you is it requires both courage and humility. Courage in to say, I'm going there, it's hard, I'm going to do the work no matter what. I'm going to take the steps, you know, face the fear and do it anyway. I'm going to at least begin the steps. And humility is in the admission of, and I need help. That was one of the biggest barriers for me. I never went and got help for my depression, for my broken behavior, even though my habits and patterns that I kept renewing the subscription to were broken, were defective, were dysfunctional, trashed my own self-esteem, trashed relationships. And I repeated those behaviors and the outcomes over and over again until I finally said, this is broken. I can't do this. I'm going to get the help I need. And I didn't know exactly what that help even looked like because I struggled with self-esteem. And ultimately, you know, the shrinks I talked to told me it was horrific depression. One of the shrinks actually said to me, I'm surprised you're still alive. You should be dead. And based on what I know, another one said, you have been struggling with MDD, major depressive disorder, for decades. No wonder, et cetera, listed all the things. You know, and that's an interesting data point, but I absolutely wasn't going to take it as, okay, therefore I'm screwed. It was, all right, now that we have talked about that, what I came for is to figure out what to do. What is step one? How long do we need to work on this? What is the trajectory? What is the prognosis for growth and change? And, you know, some of that is not exactly knowable. It depends on you and me individually. It depends on the distance between where I am and the goal. If I have a dollar today and I want a billion, you know, that's a pretty steep path that's going to take a while, you know, in 99.9% of the cases. So, if you're going to make a renewal of yourself, cancel the old subscriptions, get new ones, then you're going to have to strap in for the long haul. But that's okay. I don't want to paint the picture, leave you with the idea that I'm going to be taking this miserable journey for months, years. No. If you do that, I guarantee we fail. We fail when we do that because willpower is limited. What we need is to create the vision of our success, not just the idea or even some vision board, but the actual experience. So I heard a story that I'll share with you, and that was about someone. In fact, do you know where this is? This is in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I forgot where it was, and I just remembered. He was talking about the power of vision, and his suggestion, which I endorse and I think is really powerful. Let's say you want a new house. You don't just think about the house. I want a big house. No, you think about the color and the location and the number of rooms. And then on top of that, you don't just see it over there. You mentally open the door and walk in and have the wash of experience over you. And that kind of picturing of your goals is far more powerful than weaker and more subtle forms of visualization. Okay, when you admit you don't have the answers and at the same time make a firm commitment, a declaration, an invincible fist-pounding, you know, speech to yourself, I'm going there no matter what. And I know exactly what that feels like because it's what I did when I finally made a choice to overcome my addiction to cocaine. It was one of those fist-pounding things. And that and the picture of the future is what allowed me to get the help I need and get it done. Now, another thing that I found that I need if I'm going to set a renewal, whether it's New Year's tomorrow or another time, I need to encourage myself and I need to seek encouragement, right? You've all seen marathons, when they're running marathons, or even walkathons, where people are sometimes are running. I ran a 20-mile walkathon when I was in college for one or another thing. I think it was March of Dimes. I think that's what it was. But anyway, the people on the side, you watch the Tour de France when those guys are riding their hearts out up those, you know, hills. Those people are shouting on the side and shouting encouragement. And you talk to the athletes, it pushes them forward. It lights their heart up. It is exciting. So structure your growth so you have encouragement. The best way I know how to do that, maybe you've got family, maybe you've got a spouse or someone else who's cheering for your growth, and maybe you don't. So don't let the fact that you don't have the easy access discourage you. I get that from my coaches that I've had over the years. And if you don't have a coach who is really on your team and gives you encouragement like crazy, get a different one. Your coach needs to be in your corner, needs to believe in you more than you do, needs to see you and hold you in the vision of the finish line, on the Olympic podium, singing on the stage, crushing your sales targets, whatever it is. And they need to speak to you in that way and help you learn to speak to yourself in that way. That kind of internal and external encouragement does things to us physically, spiritually, and keeps us moving. And that's completely separate than the quote, willpower. Willpower is like a white knuckle ride when we're trying to force ourselves to do something we don't want to do or we feel incapable of doing. Encouragement and using that feeling of being there already, touching the victory dance, you know, touching the door and walking in the hall or breaking the tape at the end of a run or achieving a certain sales target, visually experiencing that and then creating encouragement, that is a completely different operating system than willpower. That the good stuff pushes you on and it creates neurochemistry in our bodies that's exciting. We get excited and we bounce up and down, kind of like I am right now. And you can have that. You can set up for yourself a system. Sometimes people say, well, I can't afford to get coaching. That's nonsense. Investing in yourself is the most effective and powerful way to grow. And people often ask me, how do I find a good coach? Well, you audition them. How do you find a good music teacher? How do you find a good real estate agent? Talk to people about their work. And most importantly, at least with coaching, is spend an hour or two with that prospective coach and see how you feel empowered with possibility within reach. If they're not willing to do that, then they're not going to give you what you need. And so you got to audition them and you got to go with your gut. And then if it doesn't work, you got to change. Now, it can't not work because you don't do the work. I can hire the greatest personal trainer in the world that's sent people to Olympic platforms. If I don't show up at the gym, do the work, I'm not going to be able to blame them. Okay. Here's another thing. Help is always available. Now, one of the extraordinary things that happened to me in 2018, 11 years after I turned my life around in 2007, is I died. And I had one of those extraordinary near-death experiences that you never expect and that you read about once in a while. And I had three conversations with God. Yeah, really, at the door between life and eternity. And that, if you want the details, is written in a book called Meeting God at the Door, because the conversations took place at a doorway. The reason I'm mentioning it is there was one key thing, or several, many, many. One of the key things that I took away from that experience was the absolute reality that help is available. Help is available if we seek it. So how I get help from the divine is I meditate and pray, and I don't quit until I begin to feel connected and get inspiration and encouragement. I also have hired numerous coaches and so forth, but I have a regular pattern of behavior toward the divine to access that help. And if you'd like to learn how to do that more than just the brief description I gave you, please get a hold of me. Like me telling you you're a divine being and you can have whatever you want is just a bunch of words, unless you make a commitment to end the old subscriptions and renew your life, your purpose, and go all in to achieve the greatness that is in you and that is possible for you if you want it. Like I said, you may say, I'm perfectly happy where I'm at, in which case, by all means, renew the subscriptions to the beliefs and behaviors you have now. But if you have that feeling, I know there's more, I want more, however you define that, then the fastest way is to decide where you're going, be honest about where you are, and then get the help to make the start the journey. Okay. The next thing is to remember something that it took me a long time to learn, and that is that renewal is a journey, not an event. When I was 52 in 2007, and my life changed dramatically, as I mentioned, I had the idea, I felt really bad. I'd wasted decades. I felt like I'd wasted decades of my life, and I wanted somehow to catch up. I wanted, you know, some magic process, the divine or miracles or whatever, to somehow catch up for all that time. And that was a fallacy. We start where we are and we're going where we go, where we're going. And the idea of catching up is a weight that we don't need to carry. Start where you are and just move forward with joy and happiness and commitment and just enjoy the journey. When I kept thinking I got to get on the fast track, where's the shortcuts? It was really hard to enjoy the growth journey. Like day to day, week to week, I could add a few more pounds to the weights. That wasn't part of my journey. But there were other things, you know, small markers of growth. Instead of enjoying those, I was frustrated they weren't faster. When I changed and realized I'm just going to enjoy the journey, everything got fun. Everything got exciting. There wasn't any pressure anymore. Okay, so remember, small steps forward. Build momentum. The hardest thing is when we're stopped. That first push to get rolling. You know, when something's stopped, it has a lot of inertia. I know you know that word. And the pressure, you put more and more and more pressure in, and it doesn't move. Until suddenly it moves and you've overcome the inertia. So even if you have small steps in your renewal, small steps towards your goals, don't stop, because overcoming that inertia will be difficult again. That doesn't mean you're dead if you do stop, but try to keep small steps moving. It's one of the things I found so useful about coaching. It's one of the things I love most about doing it, but also one of the things I loved about getting it. Is I could always go get a little push, a little energy, keep going. I can do this, even if it's a little. Okay. Another last two things I want to talk about, three things. Number one, there's always an opportunity for growth. You're never stuck. Your opportunity for growth is infinite. Remember, you're a divine being. You have that divine DNA in you, and you're always free to sit. And you're always free to move. You're always free to hate your circumstance, or you're always free to love it. And love it while you look where you're going. One of the big fallacies that I hear a lot is, almost sounds like I have to be mad at my current circumstance or hate my current circumstance in order to grow. And that's not true at all. You can say, I love who I am and where I am right now, and I'm going somewhere. Or you can look at yourself and say, you know what? I've renewed a lot of useless subscriptions, and I am not satisfied where I am now. I don't hate myself. I'm not blaming. I'm not raging, but I am no longer content with where I am, and I'm going in this new direction. And I don't even know how hard it's going to be or what it's going to cost, but I know I'm going. Now, there's a real joy that comes from this renewal that we're talking about this whole time. The renewal joy comes when you see progress. If you're going to the gym and you add 10 pounds to the weights you're lifting, if you're running and you subtract 5 seconds from your mile time, if you're working on a relationship and spontaneous love suddenly is expressed after a month of working on how you're showing up. There are markers of growth in every area. Hear that. Markers of growth. Sometimes people act like the squishy things of love and feeling and relationships can't measure those. That's not true. Again, if you'd like to know exactly how, reach out to me. There are markers and ways you can measure progress, even in the squishiest of areas. And I didn't used to think so, but discovering those and using those as forms of encouragement is so powerful, because it rewards you for the effort that you've used and keeps you motivated for the next step. So here's a question for you to think about as this day winds down and tomorrow's New Year's, if you watch this on the day it comes out, is what would your life look like if you chose renewal today? If you chose to renew yourself, get rid of old subscriptions and renew or make a renewal commitment to yourself today. Let's say a month from now, if you grew 1% in some area a month from now into January, you'll be 30% better. By the end of March, you'll be 100% better. Just 1% a day. Think about that. Often with growth, often we get the idea that it's got to be all or nothing. Nothing grows like that. Nothing in nature, nothing in the world grows like that. It is a growth curve. And you have that in front of you. Creating your ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy can start right now. Or if you're already on the road, you can accelerate your trajectory if you want to. If you're feeling a yearning, this is your call to action. Start now. Start with loving yourself. Start with more than you do. Start with making firm commitments to make little small changes. Set a clear intention that you're going to keep doing for a month and then a year. I'm going to do this every day for a month. And don't have it be huge, because those are prone to failure. I invite you one more time to reach out and get a hold of me. I have dedicated and am dedicating my life to this pursuit for myself and to be of service and encouragement to others. That's what it means to me to be a coach, a high performance coach, a coach of growth, a coach of encouragement, of love, of acknowledging your greatness and possibility, and helping you see the truth of who you really are and who you really can be. If you have a story to share, I'd love to hear it. Please reach out and let's talk. I love having guests on the show that want to share their joy and story of overcoming, of choice, of growth, of renewal. Lastly, as you start this new year, if you see this on the 31st, love yourself enough to lean into that renewal. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what has happened before. It's never too late to matter. Never. It's never too late to have a big impact if you want to. One of the most common phrases I hear is, I want to help people. I want to have an impact. I want to make a difference in the world. That is a righteous and holy yearning that we all have that came from our divine origins. We're built to love and serve each other. This is your assurance. The feeling is real. The possibilities are real. There is no limit to you or what you can achieve if you'll start and if you'll continue taking the actions that are available, known, and within your grasp. If you want help with any of that, that's all I do. My commitment's to reach 300 million people this year with the message of your possibility. If you want it, then with methods and tools to make that realization into your real life, and with mastery of use of those tools, mastery of your mindset, mastery of your self-love, mastery of your belief in yourself. There's nothing you can't have if you're willing to do the work and walk the road that goes there. I know that. I've walked it and helped many others. And I live a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I know without question or hesitation that nothing can stop you from living a joyful and full life that is everything you ever dreamed. Nothing can keep you from building your vision, your dreams, and your joy. If you want it, if you want my help, get a hold of me. But together, let's move forwards and start right now. Turn the crank of renewal and let's get moving so you can create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.